Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to the Candle Shore Podcast. This is going to be a short one, but definitely an intense one. I want to tell you one of the reasons, the title of this one is Can't We All Get Along? And it's inspired because as I was running on my treadmill today, doing my usual 6 miles, 6 to 7 miles, I was listening to a recent podcast on the, I think it was the Blind World podcast, in which the speaker said, with regards to the iPhone, how wonderful it is, that unlike Outlook, he could download his different mail accounts into separate accounts on the phone, which to me, of course, is saying that he's saying that Outlook is not as robust as the mail application on iPhone. Well, that's ridiculous. He may not know how to make Outlook organize his various email accounts. It's called profiles, by the way. You can set up profiles in Outlook so that you can have one complete inbox for your Hotmail account, one inbox for your Google account, and so forth. And that's what got me thinking about the last few podcasts I've heard in which, especially Macintosh people or iPhone people, I noticed that these people can never seem to talk about how wonderful the Macintosh operating system is or the Macintosh computer without comparing it to Windows. And invariably, they are always trying to tear down Windows to say, well, unlike Windows, Windows can't do this, Windows can't do that. And it seems to me that if a person can't talk about a product or a platform without having to look at its competitor and saying negative things about it, then that should tell you something. I don't know who they're trying to convince, because they sure are not convincing me. Now, I'm a Windows person. Everybody knows me, knows I prefer Windows. But let's get a couple of things straight. I've been worked with Macintosh ever since System 6. And I'm not going to tell you which operating system is better. I'm not going to tell you which phone is better. For some reason in the blind community, and I don't know why this is that we can't just be happy to be different. You know, it amazes me. One size does not fit all, folks. When I listen to these podcasts, especially by visually impaired, visually challenged, blind, low vision, whatever term you want, they invariably talk about how wonderful one thing is at the expense of another. And what really cracks me up, because half the time they're wrong. Hey, you know what? I have an iPhone. I love my iPhone, okay? And I intend to be doing several podcasts on basic usage of the iPhone. However, let's get one thing straight. If I only had a choice of one phone, if I were going to go on a trip across country today, and I could only take one phone, I promise you it would not be my iPhone. It would be my Windows Mobile 6.1 Samsung Epic. Why? Is it as much fun as the iPhone? No. Is it as versatile as the iPhone? Absolutely not. However, it is a very stable platform. It's proven itself to be that it can go the distance. The battery life is unparalleled. Some people are going to like Windows Mobile. Some people are going to like the iPhone. Some people are going to like Symbian. And that's just fine. Believe it or not, there really is more than one way to get to heaven. And I'm not sure if I believe in wireless heaven. But I know one thing. I know that I'm hoping that for those of you who, especially who are new to this wireless revolution, anytime you listen to or you hear someone talking about a product or a platform, if you notice that they keep comparing it to yet another platform or product and always making their own product superior, don't listen to them. I'm going to tell you point blank, don't do it. Because they're drinking the Kool-Aid. You don't want to do that. Any product that's worth having should stand on its own. And you will notice that when I do my iPhone podcast, I'm not going to go, well, you know, Windows can't do this and Windows can't do that. The iPhone is a wonderful thing. Macintosh is a wonderful thing. But you know, folks, I got news for you. Freedom Scientific and Code Factory and all these Windows platform-based companies, they were doing things long before Apple got into the game and doing it better. For some people, BlackBerry is going to be the answer. For some people, Symbian is going to be the answer. And believe it or not, folks, yes, even with the invention and the accessibility of the Apple iPhone 3GS, Windows Mobile is still going to be a better fit than iPhone. Just let us all just celebrate the differences, and let's enjoy the fact that we now have greater accessibility than we've ever had in the past. And that should be where it ends. In conclusion, let me say this. The iPhone is a revolutionary breakthrough, and no one is more excited about it than me. But there will be other revolutionary breakthroughs on other platforms, some of which haven't even been invented yet. So let's hold off on the conclusions that if you don't have what I have, you don't have it as good as I have it. In the end, as long as someone can get online, can make a phone call, and are comfortable with what they have, as far as I'm concerned, that's the only criterion that needs to be met in order for anything to be considered successful. So, Macintosh people, and again, I say Macs, please, leave Windows Mobile alone. You don't like Windows Mobile, that's your prerogative. But there are a lot of people who do, and the same is true for Windows people, Windows Mobile people. Those of you who get upset that there seems to be a big migration to the iPhone, that's ridiculous. All right, people have a right to explore new things. And I know there's been some anger with Windows Mobile people. They think, oh, well, you know, they feel like, I don't know. I don't understand the anger or the resentment. And as far as Symbian people, well, you guys need prayer, so what can I say? No, I'm kidding. I'm just a little joke. It's a great time to be alive. It's a great time to be visually impaired, low vision, blind, visually challenged, because we are at the cutting edge of so many wonderful things. And I wouldn't want to miss it for the world. And I don't want you to miss it either. And I don't want it being laced with a bunch of anger and resentment. You know, they say it doesn't matter which flavor of access you have, as long as you have access. Okay? That's it. I'm done for now. Take care. God bless. And I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.